News release. Ontario Provincial Police. Reduce impaired driving everywhere. RID programs were operated by members of the Southern Georgian Bay OPP detachment at 17 locations between January 4-8, 2024, checking 348 drivers for signs of impairment with no arrests. A patrol officer, on the other hand, noted the actions of a vehicle in the area of the roundabout on Simcoe County Road 93 near 1:36 a.m. January 7, 2024, and upon stopping the vehicle, after speaking with the driver, the officer entered into a drinking and driving investigation. Further investigation at detachment resulted in Dallas Giddy, 25 years, of Victoria Harbor, being charged criminally with the alleged offense of operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+. The accused was released from police custody to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on January 18, 2024, and also faces a 90-day driver's license suspension along with a tow and impound invoice for 7 days as per the Ministry of Transportation, ADLS, guidelines. In a second incident, a patrol officer on Highway 93 near Darby Road, Tay Township, was alerted to a suspended driver by the onboard automated license plate recognition, ALPR, near 3 p.m. January 6, 2024. After stopping the vehicle, the officer entered into an investigation resulting in the driver, George Pitch, 71 years, of Orillia, being charged criminally with the offense of operation while prohibited under the Criminal Code, and further charges of drive motor vehicle, no license contrary to the Highway Traffic Act, driving motor vehicle with open container of liquor, and driving motor vehicle with liquor readily available contrary to the Liquor License and Control Act, and further with drive vehicle or boat with cannabis readily available, along with have care or control of vehicle or boat with cannabis in open baggage contrary to the Cannabis Control Act. The accused was released from police custody to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on January 25, 2024. With a tow and impound invoice for 45 days as per the Ministry of Transportation, ADLS, guidelines. Educating the public about safe driving, boating and ORV practices with our community safety partners is a priority. If you see a possible impaired operator on our roadways, waterways or trails, please make the call and dial 911, as impaired driving never ends well. Please make a plan to get home safely.